I heard a shiur about the hashkafa behind mitzvah challah and the significance of each ingredient that goes into the dough. The presenter did not, however, bring any sources. What is the source that says that kneading challah is an eis ratzon? Are there any other sources which discuss the hashkafic aspect of this mitzvah? Anonymous from Baltimore, Maryland. I really am not familiar, and I've looked around to see sources for this. People have made this mitzvah into something that it's not. Mitzvahs are mitzvahs because the Rabbanim have said to do them. They have their benefits. But as the Rambam says by Hilchos Mezuzah, the people who write the names of Malachim and make the mezuzah into something that will benefit them in this world, and take it out of its mitzvah context and make it some kind of amulet. I think the same thing has been done with the mitzvah of challah. The mitzvah of challah is a mitzvah and it has tremendous benefit and it brings bracha into the world. But to create a atmosphere where one does the mitzvah of challah in order to benefit tefillahs and eis ratzons seems to me a distortion of what the mitzvah is. I even have people on my moshav that have gotten so involved with their eis ratzon and their tefillahs when they're mapish challah that they didn't do it properly and they forgot what they did and came to all different kinds of problems. A person should do the mitzvah, have in mind that the mitzvah has tremendous effect spiritually and physically, and do the Ratzon Hashem, and that is the biggest eis ratzon. Addition to question 1962. I've looked into this, and it seems like the source for the time when a woman takes challah is an eis ratzon to daven. Its source is in the writings of Rav Nachman Breslov.